Excellence in Ag. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
A little bit surprised. I'm proud to be involved with Farm Bureau. You could have told me 5 or 6 years ago that I would be standing here doing this, and I would have never believed it.
Jimmy and Lydia McAllister of Greene County have been named the Tennessee Farm Bureau's Excellence in Agriculture Award winners for 2015. That announcement was made during the Young Farmers and Ranchers Fall Educational Tour held this past weekend in Loudoun County. The award is based on leadership ability and participation in Farm Bureau and other community organizations. It's designed for those that are involved in agriculture but have other full-time occupations.
You think about what this award means, and it means a lot to us. You represent ourselves, our operation at home, and how we interact with the public, and we're just a little drop in the bucket, what agriculture is across our country, and we want to be a good representation, and we want to be a positive influence in how agriculture is represented.
I'm so honored to be chosen as the award winners for this year, and just really proud to be part of the organization and what it stands for and what all these people that are in our organization do every day for agriculture.
The McAllisters have a commercial beef cattle operation in Greene County. They also raise corn and have a custom forage operation. And Lydia is a full-time pharmacist. As winners, the McAllisters receive a John Deere Gator from Farm Credit Mid-America, a new steel chainsaw from Steel, $500 from Farm Bureau Insurance, $500 from Farm Bureau, and $500 in Farm Bureau Services, plus a trip to the AFBF convention in Orlando this coming January, where they will compete for national honors. Doug Giles and Julie Osborne of Williamson County were the state runners-up in the Excellence in Ag contest. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.